Rob answered each of them with cool courtesy, much as father might have. And somehow he bent them to his will. And when Lord Umber, who was called the Great John by his men, and stood as tall as Hodar and twice as wide, threatened to take his forces home if he was placed behind the Hornwoods or the Serwins in the order of march, Rob told him he was welcome to do so. "And when we're done with the Lannisters," he promised, scratching Grey Wind behind the ear, "we will march back north, root you out of your keep, and hang you for an oathbreaker." Cursing, the Great John flung his flagon of ale into the fire and bellowed that Rob was so green he must piss grass. When Hellas Mullen moved to restrain him, he knocked him to the floor, kicked over a table, and unsheathed the biggest, ugliest greatsword that Bran had ever seen. All along the benches, his sons and brothers and sworn swords leapt to their feet, grabbing for their steel. Yet Rob only said a quiet word, and in a snarl, and the blink of an eye, Lord Umber was on his back, his sword spinning on the floor 3 feet away, and his hand dripping blood where Grey Wind had bitten off 2 fingers. "My lord father taught me that it was death to bear steel against your liege lord," Rob said, "but doubtless you only meant to cut my meat."